In the 14th century, the Norwegian and Danish royal families intermarried. Norway became a part of the Danish king's empire and remained so until the 19th century. Icelanders thus became subjects of the Danish king. The Danish king was farther away than the Norwegian king had been and was less interested in Iceland. Nevertheless, the English and the Germans often came to Iceland in the next centuries to fish and trade. The English sailed especially often to the country in the 15th century and sometimes had more power here than the king. The 15th century is otherwise known in Iceland as the century of epidemics. The Black Death, which went through Europe in the mid-14th century, arrived in Iceland at the beginning of the 15th and raged through the country from 1402 to 1404. A second epidemic came at the end of the century, lasting from 1494 to 95. The first epidemic probably reduced the population by close to half. The second epidemic was probably not much milder where it hit, but it did not reach the Westfjords. In the first part of the 16th century, the Danish king decreed the Lutheran faith throughout his kingdom instead of Roman Catholicism. There was a prolonged struggle in Iceland over this religious change. The last Catholic bishop in Holar, Jón Arason, ruled over his bishopric in North Iceland for an entire decade after all the other Catholic bishops in the Danish kingdom had been removed. He was nevertheless vanquished in the fall of 1550 and executed at Skálholt along with his two sons. The people in North Iceland proved faithful to their bishop. They organised a journey of vengeance to South Iceland the next winter and killed all of the Danes they could find. But the following summer, the king sent warships to the country, and all opposition to the Reformation disappeared. After the Reformation, the king became the head of the church. His power therefore increased, and the lands of cloisters became royal lands after they were closed. The bishoprics nevertheless continued to operate for more than two centuries as private institutions on revenues from their own lands. These independent bishoprics were usually under the direction of Icelandic bishops and played a large role in preserving Icelandic culture and language. Thus, the Bible was published in Icelandic only a little more than three decades after the Reformation.